welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting shows from radio's golden years. Mark Livonier, your host for an hour of westerns, later on an episode of Lightning Jim from 1944, but first Wild Bill Hickok, a Mutual Broadcasting System episode from May 30th, 1952.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Whine of a Saw. Close your eyes for 30 seconds. Picture a bowl full of golden Kellogg's Rice Krispies with strawberries and cream. Sure looks good, doesn't it? And listen, hear that snap, crackle, pop? Well, that's the Rice Krispies telling you how fresh and crisp they are. Yep, Kellogg's Rice Krispies make a cheery, delicious breakfast. Now, have some tomorrow. And boys and girls, later in the program, you'll find out how to get the Aerodoodle rocket-launching beanie that Kellogg's Rice Krispies has for you. The work of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles was never done. Theirs was a constant search for the outlaw, the con man, rustlers, bank robbers, and other of the lawless breed that ravaged the early West. One of their most hazardous adventures came as they rode into the forest lands of Utah and heard the blood-chilling whine of a saw.
Ben, do you think we did the right thing in buying this tract of timberland?
Emma, honey, it was the only thing to do.
Yeah, but every cent we had went into it. If you don't get that contract from the Raleigh Lumber Company, you won't even have enough money to pay the hand.
Don't you go to worrying about that now. We'll get the contract. I've known Tim Raleigh since he was on the hard end of a saw himself. There goes another big one, Emma. That sure is a sweet sound to my old ears.
Yes, I know. Oh, look, Ben, here comes a stranger.
Wow. Howdy, folks.
Morning, stranger.
Morning.
I heard your saw's working. I thought I'd drop by. I'm in the logging business myself. Name's Miggs. Folks call me Joe.
I'm Ben Potter. This is my missus.
Glad to meet you, Miss Potter.
I do.
Say you're in the logging business?
Yep.
Whereabouts?
North of Peace.
North of here?
That's right.
That's so. Ain't here to no timberland for sale up there. You must have bought Sam Letter's acreage.
Nope, but I got a fine stand, and by this afternoon, I'll have it sold. I hear the Raleigh Lumber Company's looking for logs. I was just on my way in to get their contract.
Contract with Raleigh, but...
Figured he'd get Tim Raleigh to sign with you, huh?
I sure do, no doubt about it. Well, I'd better be getting after it. I'll come by and show it to you on the way back. I'll see you then.
Oh, Ben, what are we going to do?
Is the buckboard still hitched up?
Yes, it's right over here.
Then I'm going to town right now.
I'm going, too. I'll get my bob.
No, no, no time for that. Come on, climb up here. Give me a hand.
I'm in.
George.
Ben, can we beat him to town?
Get up, you. Maybe, by the shortcut. That Jasper ain't going to get that Raleigh contract unless it's over in my dead body. Hook now. Run, you. Hit the town. Well, Bill, it sure is pretty riding through this forest, ain't it?
Yeah, Jingles. It's a big relief from the hot sun of the desert, too.
Yeah, are we very far from Mantrak now?
Nope. This town of government timber runs almost to the edge of it. Steady about shot. What's the matter with you?
Bill, look there on the ground. That's what made him shine.
Ooh, Buckshot.
Oh, oh, Joker. Bill, that man's dead.
I'm afraid you're right, Jingles. Yeah, help me turn him over.
Yeah.
Shot in the back, Bill. Now, who could have done that?
Jingles. You know who this is?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, sure, Bill. That's Ward Beeson.
That's right. Now things begin to add up.
Well, not to me, they don't.
Sure they do. Look over there. You see that saw hanging halfway through the trunk of that tree?
Yeah.
Ward Beeson was sent out here to guard this den of government timber. He caught some poacher cutting that tree down, and the poacher shot him.
Well, I'll be doggone. Bill, look yonder. There goes a buckboard headed down into the flat going lickety-cut. A man and a woman.
Wonder if they know anything about this.
I'll bet that varmint done the shooting.
There's one way to find out.
Yeah. Steady, Joker.
All right. After him, Buckshot. Go, boy. Hi.
Stay on his heels, Joker. Ho-ho-ho!
They sure are in a hurry.
I would be, too, if I just shot a man in the back.
Look up on that hill to your left.
Yeah. That coyote shooting at them people in the back door.
He hit the man. Come on, partner. Put that six gun to work.
Bill, what did we run into? Looks to me like Utah's gone to war.
Whatever it is, we're in it now. Keep that Jasper on the hill busy while I catch the buckboard. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Sugar, hello.
This is Charlie Lyon and your singing cowboy friend, Slim. Now, Slim here has one of those swell new beanie caps that shoots rocket planes. Is that the same kind the kids can get?
Sure is, Charlie. Nifty, huh?
Oh, I'll say. It's a bright-colored red and green cap, kids. A beanie. Now, on top of the beanie, there's a 4-inch tube. You put a rocket plane on the tube and blow it sky high. Hey, do you have one of the planes, Slim?
You betcha. Right here. Say, you get three of them when you get this here outfit, too. Now, you put a plane on the launching tube, you put the beanie on your head, and then on the back of your beanie, you fasten the 20-inch flexible blasting tube, and you blow into it. Zip! Up zooms the rocket plane right off your beanie cap. Did you ever see anything like it?
Oh, no. Say, how can a kid get a beanie cap and those rocket planes?
Why, shucks, it's easy. All they do is send in a box top from a regular or a large-sized package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies along with 25 cents. They send it to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
That's right. Send a Rice Krispies box top and a quarter to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Better hurry. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. As they rode into the forest lands of Utah, things suddenly began to happen fast with Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. First, they found an old friend shot in the back in the middle of the forest, then spotted a racing buckboard, and finally, a man on horseback shot the driver of the buckboard. The two lawmen immediately took a hand in the situation.
Jasper's pulled over the hill out of sight. Want me to go after him?
Not right now, Jingle. Let's see about these people in the buckboard first.
Well, that woman's got the reins and she ain't waiting up for us. Hey, ma'am! Pull them horses down! Wait up!
She must think we're chasing her.
You keep away from me!
We don't mean no harm, ma'am.
I'll stop the horses, Bill.
All right, get them. It's all right, ma'am. Whoa, Buckshot, whoa. We came to help you, ma'am. We saw it all.
Who are you?
Why, ma'am, you're speaking to Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm Jingles, if I may tip my hat to you.
Oh, my goodness, then I was wrong. That gunman shot my husband.
It's all right, Emmy, honey.
Oh, Ben, I thought he killed you.
Easy now, Emmy.
Here, mister, let me help you.
Thank you. Heard your partner say you was Wild Bill. I'm Ben Potter. That's my missus.
Howdy, ma'am. Looks like you got lucky this time, Ben. He just winged you.
Here, Ben. Got a bandage tore out of my petticoat. I'll bind it up.
Ben, you'd better see a doctor when you get to town. You headed for Mantrak?
We was when that dry gaucho started throwing slugs at us. Sure want to thank you for stepping in a while, Bill.
You'd better let us see you on into town. I'll drive for you, ma'am. Here, take Buckshot, Jingles. And keep your eyes open. That bushwhacker might take a notion to come back. Up, boy. Go on now. Go!
I I sure hope he does. It'll be about the last notion he'll get in that ornery head.
Well, now, Mr. Miggs, I'm mighty glad to hear that you're set up to deliver logs in case I need them.
I sure am. So you can make up that contract right now, and we'll sign and seal the box.
Ben, he's here before.
Tim Rowley, you ain't signed with a stranger, have you?
No, Ben, I haven't.
But he's gonna. Look, Rowley, I'll deliver logs to your mill for $5 a thousand.
$5? Why, I can't even cut my trees for $7.
That's mighty tempting, Miggs.
He can't do it, Tim. It ain't possible.
Well, we got the horses tied up. Anything else you want of us, Ben?
Yeah, Ben, we'd be glad to drive you on home.
Hickok.
Well, if it isn't Jaw Miggs. Haven't seen you since I sent you to prison.
Yeah, I remember.
Jaw Miggs. Bill, now I reckon things are getting mighty plain.
Just what do you mean by that, you big balloon?
You ought to know. I'll bet you're the coyote.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, I'll bet he is.
Never mind. Miggs, you wouldn't know anything about some shooting that's been going on around the edge of town today, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Don't you start rawhiding me, Hickok.
Gents, I don't know what this is all about, but I've got a lumber mill to run.
Sorry, Mr. Rowley.
What about my logs, Tim?
And mine. You better make up your mind, mister.
I'll buy the logs when they get to the mill. First delivered, sells first. At my price.
Ben, we still have a chance.
That's good with me.
Yeah, and me too. Cause mine are gonna be there, and yours ain't, Potter.
Bill, that sounds like a threat to me.
Yeah, Miggs. You may not be looking for trouble, but if you stir up any, we're going to be around to take care of it for you.
You'd better keep out of my way, Hickok. You got me once, but you ain't getting me again. Not in living to tell about it.
I'm sure glad you and Jingle decided to come back with us tonight, Mr. Hickok.
Oh, me too, Miss Potter. Could I have some more biscuits and honey, please? Say about a dozen.
Jingle?
Well, 10 then.
Ah, you sure can, Jingle.
Bill, you mean to tell me this Jaw Miggs is an ex-convict?
That's right, Ben. But that doesn't mean he's the one causing your trouble.
Well, I'll bet the next 3 biscuits on it.
Ben, the horses.
Bill, something's going on out there.
Yeah. Come on, let's have a look.
Somebody open the corral gate. All my draft horses are loose.
Jingles, come on.
Right with you, Bill.
Into the saddle, partner. Let's round up those horses. Hi, Buckshot. Chase them down, boy.
Hi, hi. Ho, ho, ho!
Well, that's the last one, Jingles.
Yep. Holy. They sure gave us a run for our money, Bill.
All right, let's get back to the house. Come on, Buckshot. Pick them up.
Go, Joker, go.
Bill, Jingles, come on in the house. I've got the coffee all hot for you.
We're coming, Miss Potter. Hope she kept them biscuits warm, too. I'm ready to start all over.
Ooh, Buckshot, ooh.
Ooh.
We better leave Buckshot and Joker tied up here for the night, Jingles.
Yeah, they ain't got no business in that corral or some sneaking coyote has been on me, Miss. Who do you reckon it was, Bill?
Looks like your hunch might be right after all, partner.
Me?
I don't see who else it could be.
Come right in, boys. Got cups set out for you and the rest of the biscuits.
No, that's fine, Miss Potter. Thanks.
Bill, looks like I never get through thanking you and Jingles. I ain't much use to my armor sling.
That's all right, Ben.
If it's Miggs, let's go get him.
You reckon it's really Miggs, Bill?
He seems right dead set on keeping your logs away from Raleigh's mill, Ben, and selling his own.
What gets me is, where is he figuring to get the logs in the first place?
Well, he must own a stand of timber somewhere around here.
Said he does. To the north, he said.
Yeah, but Ben, he said there wasn't no stand to the north. Except Sam Letter's place. And Miggs said he didn't buy that.
That's right. Only other timber that I know is that stand of government forest that you rode out of this morning, Hickok.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's up, Bill?
That's it, Jingles. Miggs offered to sell his stuff way below Ben's price, didn't he?
Yeah, $5 a thousand. But that ain't possible.
It would be if the timber didn't cost him anything to start with.
Bill, you mean that Jasper's figuring to cut and sell government timber to Tim Rowley?
That's one way for him to get it free, Jingles. Come on, we'll scout up that way tonight and see if we can find his campsite.
All right, but doggone it, I never will get these biscuits finished.
idea, Jingles. Right in that grove of trees.
Yeah, real good setup, Bill. Tents, Dutch oven. Looks like somebody was planning to stay a while.
Keep your eyes open, Jingles. He's likely got a few gun slicks planted around.
I don't see any of them if he has.
Well, they'd be hard to see in the dark, partner.
Yeah, that moon don't give much more than a few shadows around the tent.
Let's get down and look around. Who, Buckshot?
Yeah, who, Joker, who? Bill, I don't know whether I like this poking around here or not. Too many hiding places for some sneaking woodchuck to shoot from.
We've got to find out what's going on, Jingles. Here, this is the big tent. Light a match.
Here's one. Hey, there's a bunch of papers on that stump.
Yeah, looks like somebody's using that stump for a desk.
Mm-hmm. Find anything, Bill?
I sure did. Somebody's been scaling this timber, and these are the reports addressed to Miggs.
Miggs?
That's right, Tubby Miggs. I figured you'd show up sooner or later, Hickok.
Bill, it's him.
Don't neither one of you move. I got the drop on you this time. You sure was interested in them papers.
Bill?
Easy, Jingle.
Keep them covered, boys.
You can't get away with this, Miggs.
Oh, can't I? You ain't so smart, Hickok, that a man with a brain can't outfigure you.
You killed Beeson because he caught you cutting government timber.
Sure. That nosy snooper.
And then we came along.
Yeah. You're going right where he went.
You low-down poke.
You ain't going to be calling me names long, big boy.
If you get us, there'll be others, Miggs. The law never lets up.
That's enough, Hickok. You ain't scaring me none. We just got back from fixing old Ben Potter's hash for good. Now, a couple of slugs for each of you saddle tramps, and I got clear sailing from now on.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Doggone, yes, sirree. They're fun to listen to and fun to eat. When you put the milk on Rice Krispies, what happens? Why, they talk right up to you. Snap, crackle, and pop to tell you how crisp and how fresh they are. Sure they do. And do you know what the big talk about this talking cereal is right now? Well, it's about a whiz of a rocket-launching beanie cap that you can get. It's got a rocket-launching tube on top of it and a long rocket-blasting tube that comes around from the back of the beanie. Now, you fit a rocket plane on top of the launching tube, you blow into the rocket-blasting tube, and zoom-o, up goes the rocket plane. Why, she can go as high as a house, too. Now, you can get all this gear, the bright red and green beanie, the launching tube, the rocket blasting tube, and three swell, blunt-nosed, sturdy rocket planes. Just send in your name and address on the box top of a regular or large-size package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and 25 cents. Send the Rice Krispies box top and a quarter to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Send now to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. And now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles have just discovered the camp of Jaw Miggs deep in the stand of government timber. While they were absorbed in some papers they'd found, Miggs sneaked up behind them and got the drop on Bill and Jingles.
Bill, this Jasper is just mean enough to pull that trigger.
And that's just what I'm going to do.
Just a minute, Miggs. What did you mean by saying you'd fix Ben Potter's hash for good?
Yeah, I did say that. And I reckon you ought to see what a smart guy I am before I plug you.
What's he mean, Bill?
Just step outside the tent and I'll show you what I mean. But no tricks or you'll never see it.
What do you reckon it is, Bill, that we could see from out here?
I've got an idea, partner.
All right, stop there. Now look across the trees to Potter's timber.
Bill!
A forest fire.
Yeah, pretty at night this way, ain't it?
Sure is, Miggs. Just pretty enough to make me want to see it closer. And you're in my way.
That's it, Bill.
Shoot him, you fool.
Well, it gets real confusion at night this way, don't it, boys? Now every one of you coyotes drop them gun belts and step back from them.
That goes for you too, Miggs.
I ain't dropping nothing.
I haven't got time to play with you, Miggs.
All right.
Get them up, Jingles.
Sure, Bill.
Don't get any ideas. You won't live to carry them out. How you coming, Jingles?
I got them all, Bill. Now, what are we going
to
do?
We've just rounded up a bunch of firefighters, partner, and we're going to put them to work right now.
Firefighters? We ain't no firefighters.
Oh, you just set fires, huh? Well, you heard what Bill said, so you better turn into the best firefighters in this neck of the woods right pronto.
That's right. Now, all of you, walk to your horses and get on them.
Head straight for Ben Potter's timber.
You heard him. Now move out.
You too, Miggs.
I'll get you yet.
You're getting nobody.
All right, ride for that forest fire, you coyotes. You're going to put it out.
Or you're going to die trying.
I have a shot. Ride for it.
Hey, Joker. Ho, ho.
All right, Miggs, work that shovel faster.
I can't work no more. It's killing me.
You said it. Now put it out.
Bill, Ben's house is still safe, but Emma's scared to death.
She'll be all right, Jingle. We've just about got the fire turned back.
Is Emma will burn itself on?
Yeah. Dig in here and give us a hand, will you?
Sure, Bill.
Well, Jingle, that does it.
Yeah, and I'm darn near burned down as low as that fire.
All right, Miggs. You and that gang of coyotes line up here.
And make it snappy, you match-happy varmints.
Lay off, will you?
Hey, Bill! Bill, are you kidding? You said you worked from a chipper? And you caught Miggs and his gang, too.
Mr. Hickok. Waiting to know how to thank you. Look, Mr. Raleigh saw the fire and come out from town.
Well, Hickok. Got here too late to help with the fire, but I can do something else for Ben and Emma.
Oh, what's that, Mr. Raleigh?
I'm contracting right now to buy all the logs they can haul to my mill. Here's my hand on it, Ben.
That's all the contract I need, Jim. Shake.
Oh, Ben. It all worked out after all, didn't it?
Yeah. Thanks to Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. You hear that, Bill?
Yeah, partner. But before you bust any buttons off your vest, you'd better round up Meggs and his gang and we'll lead them off to jail.
Yeah, I sure will. All right, you varmints. Line up just like the army. And hum! Get that shovel straight, Meggs. Now, shoulder to shoulder. And face. Forward. Don't know why I didn't think of this way of getting Owl Hoots to jail before.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be back with you on Monday, folks, with a story about a real old Western feud.
Oh, not only that, but there's rustling and a lot of other shenanigans going on in what we call the Range War. Don't miss it, kid.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Irene Tedrow, Earl Ross, John Daner, Ed Max, and Dusty Walker. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal.
Wild Bill Hickok, on Tuned to Yesterday from May 30th, 1952, a Mutual Broadcasting System episode. This is an hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now, if you were a listener in the Los Angeles area in 1944, and it was around 7:30 in the evening, you could have tuned in for KFI's Hollywood Theater, the trivia program Do You Know the Lone Ranger on KHJ, or this broadcast of Lightning Jim on KECA called The Snake Strikes.
Thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim. Whitey Larson, Lightning Jim's deputy marshal, has been sent to Rio Vista, a small border town, in order to deliver certain papers to the sheriff. As he walks down the street toward the sheriff's office, he is watched by two men who stand at the window of a dingy adobe hut. Steel Nixon and a Mexican called Culebra.
Padre, get rope. That hombre there walking along. The one with the white sombrero.
Yes, yeah, see him all right. What about it?
What is for it?
Do you not know?
That pig. That remains of the boss.
Suppose you just name him by his right name. Maybe so, I'd recognize the man.
You think so? I think so. He is called Whitey. I do not know his other name. But he is the deputy of Lightning Jim.
Suffering Cactus.
Say, hey, now do you recognize him?
Deputy of Lightning Jim.
Say. Hey.
You suppose that viper's trail is down here?
I think we covered the tracks most carefully. But I do know this. Never will I feel safe until Lightning Jim is dead and killed by my own hands.
He sure raised plenty of ruction with us both, hasn't he, Calibra?
Yeah.
He smashed my gang all right, killed a few, and sent the rest of them up for life. All but me.
And me. He make of me the one to be laughed at. With his bare hands, he beat me in front of my men. I get away, but by the blood of my body, I swore to kill him over and over.
Yeah, I reckon I know how you feel. I'd like to get even with him myself. But you gotta catch him first, and that ain't easy. Especially since the both of us has got reward notices on our heads.
Well, if I could get him once in my own country across the river, oh, there would be another story to tell. Then I could...
Yeah, sure. If. But Lightning Jim ain't no fool. He ain't gonna put his head in no trap, and he ain't coming across the river. Not for the pleasure of our company. Come on. I'll play you some more cards. We can't get across the river until dark.
Wait. I have think of something. A plan. A plan to get Lightning Jim across the river to make him come to me.
You're loco, Calibra. There ain't no such plan.
You listen to me, Steel Nixon. There is one thing for which Lightning Jim will play the fool at all times.
Yeah, what's that?
For his amigo, his friend. For him, he would do anything. Anything at all.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Leastways, he's got that kind of a reputation. Hey, what are you driving at?
His amigo, this here, within our reach. So tonight, we plan to cross the river to go to my home. Is it not so?
Sure. And you're doing me a big favor taking me across the river.
Ah, that's bueno. But if we take this whitey pig with us, then...
Take him along?
Sure, take him along with us. Then send word to Lightning Jim that he wants to see his amigo again. He must come after him alone.
Hey, it might work. He might be just that big a fool.
It will work. I know it will. And then I, Culebra de Cascabel, will have my revenge.
Yeah, you might at that. Hey, would you mind telling me just what that name of yours means? I don't savvy the Spanish so well.
My name? You do not know? Culebra is snake. Culebra de Cascabel is how you say the rattlesnake.
It's got to mutter to mend the clothes they wear.
See what's going on here.
You're not ready for the gun. No. You will put up your hand. Up.
Yo, but they ain't got no money. See, you're making mistakes.
Get down from that horse, quick.
Yo, but...
Pronto. Or I put the bullet in your head.
You tell me truth. Where is Lightning Jim?
Lightning? Well, what do you want to know that for?
Pig?
Oh, my head. Oh.
You ain't gonna learn nothing, Culebra. Not if you kill this Jasper first.
He will learn not to talk back to Culebra. Now, you. Where is Lightning Jim?
He's the Fort Anderson. You can't hurt him none there.
Ah? We will see. Manuel!
See.
Sir Key, you will take this letter and this pig's horse and ride to Fort Anderson. Then you will find the devil called Lightning Jim and see that he gets his letter.
See, I give him the letter.
Get on your way.
Quietly.
And let us be going, too. Get up, deputy.
Well, whatever you do to me, you can't hurt Lightning.
Wait and see. Wait and see.
While back at Fort Anderson, Lightning Jim Whipple, United States Marshal, is greeting Billy Snow, a young friend of his.
Well, this is swell, Billy. Ain't been so tickled in a month as Sundays.
Me too, Lightning. See, I didn't sleep all night just thinking about coming down here to visit.
Well, but how come you got down this way? School ain't out, is it?
No. teacher's sick. Got the mumps.
That's a good one, all right. Teacher getting the mumps.
Say, where's Whitey? I got a present for him. A pair of socks with red and green stripes.
He won't want to wear no shoes with them socks. Oh, he sure does like bright colors, all right.
Where is he, Lightning?
Oh, he ought to be back right about now. Had to go to Rio Vista on a little business trip. Probably be back sometime this morning. Come on in the store, yeah. Reckon you could go for some candy, couldn't you?
Gee, could I? I'm about starved.
Jim?
Huh?
Hey, Lightning. Letter for you.
Yeah? Thought mail was in long ago.
Didn't come by mail. Max fella brung it in about 10 minutes ago. Said to give it to you personal. Couldn't find you sooner.
Well, thanks. Wonder what's up now.
Excitement, maybe. Maybe I can go along. Maybe we can chase Indians, Lightning.
You and me and White is going fishing soon as Whitey gets back. Now, let me see what this letter says now. No. Can't be. Whitey.
Lightning, what's the matter? You look sick.
Whitey's a prisoner. Been taken to Mexico. Labor and Steele Nixon, two of the worst murdering coyotes that ever lived.
Well, do you think they'll kill him?
I don't know, but I'm going after him. That's all I do know.
Oh, but Lightning, this is sure to be a trap. They're just trying to get you across the river. Maybe they got it in for you, Lightning. Maybe...
Don't you think I know that? Sure. But they got Whitey. They took him prisoner. They say in that letter, if I don't come after him by the 10th of the month...
Today's the 5th. He got 5 days.
Yeah. Ain't there then at this hideout? They'll kill Whitey.
Did you ever think that maybe they've already? I mean.
I know. Maybe they killed him already. But I can't be sure. I've got to go down there.
Oh, listen, Lightning. I know how you feel. Sure I do. But what can you do alone in Mexico? Why, they ain't gonna turn Whitey loose no how. Not even if you do think you hit into a trap.
Maybe you think I should just stay here, taking care of my own skin while my friends down there depending on me.
Oh, but Lightning, you can't do it. You can't do it. You got no authority across the river. The government can't help you none. Or the attorney general wouldn't even let you go if he knew about it.
And he ain't gonna know about it. Whitey's in the hands of a couple of snakes, all right. And I ain't sure that it can do him no good at all. But I'm going down there. And if I have to leave my badge behind and just go as a man trying to help his friend, that's good enough for me.
The following morning, early, a wagon pulled out of Fort Anderson hitched to two mules and driven by an old man, stooped, white of hair and beard. On the seat beside him sits a young boy, and trailing along behind the wagon is a horse. A big horse, black, with three white feet and a white face.
Well, Billy, nobody thought getting out of Fort Anderson.
No, Lightning. We sure see got on all of them. Gee, you look so different, Lightning. I don't think nobody will recognize you in that getup.
When I change my voice like this, I'm an old man, stranger. A very old man.
Gee, that does it. Ain't nobody gonna know you then.
Yeah, but poor Thunder. He can't understand why the paint job. Why I'm making him trail along behind.
You sure changed his look too, Lightning. And just with a paintbrush.
The way I figure it, Billy, it's a trap, of course. Labor and Steele won't be down there so they can get even with me. They'll be watching for me, all right. Probably got spies all along the way. If I can get by them spies without being recognized, well, then...
Then you got a better chance of saving life,
That's
huh?
it. I ain't got no business bringing you along, Billy. Must been out of my mind. I'm going to send you back soon as we get to the river.
Oh, Lightning. Lightning, you can't do that. You can't. Just like you said, a man's got to stand by his friends. And you and Whitey are my best friends. Well, look what you've done for me already. I gotta help now. I just gotta.
I can't take a boy your age in danger like this, son.
Listen, Lightning. Like we figured last night, they won't be expecting you to have a kid along. Well, that'll throw them completely off the track. And I promise, just as soon as you gotta go alone, as soon as I ain't no good to you no more, I'll go back or do anything you tell me. Anything.
Well, all right, Billy. You and me are sure tackling a job, but, well, nobody can say that Whitey's friends went back on him, can he?
Save that for when Lightning Jim come. First, he see you die, and then he die.
Yo, but you'll never get Lightning, never. He's smarter than you, older you, and stronger. He'll get you. Oh!
I make you shut your mouth.
My idea of no fun, Calabra. We set a trap for Lightning. Ain't no use in torturing this poor buzzard.
Maybe you tell Calabra how to behave in his own home, huh? You forget I got you across the river to safety. When the dogs of the law were at your heels, I bring you here.
I ain't forgetting none of that. But, well, you ain't doing no good beating this deputy. Why don't you save it for Lightning?
Maybe you're right. He has 3 more days to get here. I will wait.
Lightning, I ain't worked.
Whitey, you really mean you think your partner will come down here after you?
You're here to come, all right. Lightning's just that kind of a fella. But I ain't worth it.
Must be powerful nice to have a friend like that. One that'd stick his head in a trap just for you. I ain't never had a friend like that.
Dear, you ain't a bad tarantula like this, Calibra. You ain't. I know that you ain't.
Right now, I'm sick at my stomach with him. After all, I'm an American. I don't like seeing one of my kind being tortured by a greaser like Calabra.
Then you help me see it. You help me to see Lightning.
No, don't fool yourself, none. I ain't as bad as Calabra, but I got a grudge against Lightning myself. And even if I wanted to help your friend, I couldn't do a thing. I'm just as much a prisoner of Calabra's as you are. Nothing can save Lightning Jim now. If he's fool enough to come here.
Never before has Whitey been in such danger, and never has Lightning Jim faced a more hazardous task. What will be the outcome of this fiendish plot of Culebra, the rattlesnake? And now for part 2 of the Lightning Jim adventure, The Snake Strike. Through the ages, the deeds done in the name of friendship have been glowing links in the chain of man's endeavor. So long as men stand shoulder to shoulder, cherishing that loyalty which comes from the soul, afraid of nothing, daring all, just that long will humanity go marching forward to greater glory. The pioneer days of our own country are full of such stories, stories of almost godlike courage. And in these days of tottering dynasties and traditions, it is well that we as Americans go back to our own heritage for that spirit which is inalienably ours. Truly greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his brother. Such is the story of Lightning Jim's attempt to rescue his friend, Whitey. Whitey has been captured by Culebra and Steel Nixon, outlaws with an undying hatred for Lightning Jim. A letter has been sent to Lightning telling him that if he himself does not come to the Mexican stronghold of Culebra by the 10th of the month, Whitey will be killed. Peons serving Culebra are keeping a careful watch along the trail for the big black horse Thunder and his master. And far down the trail, nearing the den of the rattlesnake, the old man stops to talk with the boy.
Thunder, old boy. Easy there now. Easy now.
Well, Billy, as far as I can bring you, son.
Oh, but Lightning, we got this far without nobody stopping us. Well, I don't even think nobody's suspecting nothing.
I hope you're right. Now, look, Billy, here's a map Culebra sent me.
Huh. He was pretty sure he'd come, wasn't he?
Yeah, I reckon he was. Well, look at it good again, Billy. See this road here that turns off? That's the one I gotta take.
That's right. It is. And this other one goes down.
Yeah,
where?
To San Bonito. Now, Billy, I'm going to give you a note to Senor Guadalupe. He's sort of the mayor of San Bonito. I met him a couple of years ago, and he's a fine man.
You want me to go down there for help,
Lightning? Yeah, I want you to go down there, all right. I'll explain a few things in the note about why I'm here and all, see?
Well, why don't you wait until I can get to Senor Guadalupe? Then he can round up some of his men, and we can go after Calabria and Steele.
No, no, it won't work, Billy. According to the note, if I don't come alone, Whitey gets killed.
Oh.
So I'm going alone. But if I ain't out of that, and back here at this crossroad, tonight at midnight, why didn't you both be dead? And you can tell Guadalupe to come ahead and clean out the nest.
Oh, what are you going to do, Lightning?
I'm going to wait till it gets dark, and then, well, I'm going to get inside that fortress of Culebras somehow.
Oh, but Lightning, what if you can't get out?
Don't you go worrying your head about that, Billy. You done all you could, son. Shouldn't have let you come at all. And I wouldn't if I hadn't been half crazy thinking about Whitey. You go on down to San Bonito and take his note. And, well, good luck, Billy.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You want me to take Thunder too, Lightning?
Yeah, you better. So long, son. Take care of him for me, Billy. If I ain't back by midnight, well, it belongs to you.
You'll be back all right, Lightning. I know you will. I just know.
Goodbye, son, old boy. I'd take you along, but there ain't much you could do for me. Why do you there? Now on. Need another horse like you in place, Thunder. Reckon I should have left you back here at Fort Anderson, but going any place without you is like going without Whitey. Sort of long together, don't we? Keep going, Billy. Hurry up. Take him away. Go on. Get along, boy. Get along now.
Good luck, Lightning. I'll be waiting for you.
Goodbye, Thunder. Goodbye. So long, Billy.
And that night, under cover of darkness, Lightning has reached the hacienda of Culebra. There are bars on all the windows and armed guards patrol the walls. Culebra's taking no chances. Lightning hides in the shadows and watches anxiously as one of the guards suddenly raps on the door.
Sangre de Lobo.
Sangre de Lobo.
Pedro, you have seen something, see?
No, nothing. The gringo does not come. I will eat now.
Pepe is still watching, huh?
Si, for one who does not come. Ha ha, when I come back, he will eat.
Sangre de Lobo.
Sangre de Lobo.
Pepe, you see something, see?
Si, this. Well, it's one gone. Better close this door. Get you tied up and gagged, too.
What's the matter, Juan? Juan, you hear me?
Reach for the sky, Culebra.
What's he striking here?
Hear me, Culebra. You expected me, didn't you?
Good. Good work, Juan.
He hit me with his gun, but not hard enough.
No, so you treat him when he shoots, huh?
I will not forget that. I have my gun on you now, Lightning. Do not move. So, you pay me a little visit, see? Good. Very good.
I was really trying to surprise you, Culebra. But I had the tables turned on me.
What's all the shooting about, Culebra? Any sign of...
Lightning, Jim. So you did come after all. Culebra was right.
Gil Nixon. Sort of surprises me seeing you teamed up with Culebra here. I knowed you was bad, but I never thought you was this low.
Gringo Pinga! Get his gun still. Then we will have some fun with him. Mucho fun. He will not talk so loud or brave when I finish with him.
Still, maybe you'll tell me the truth. Is Whitey? Is Whitey still alive?
Yeah. He ain't in very good condition, but he's alive, all right.
Calabria, you sent me a letter. I did what you asked.
I come down here alone. Now, you do what you said you'd do. Settle with me if you want to, but let Whitey go.
You McGon who's had the ideas most strange, see. I say in the letter, if you do not come down here by this date, I'll kill your amigo. But I did not say that I would not kill him anyway.
Ain't no use in you killing him, Calabria. He ain't hurt you. Take it out on me. Let him go. That's all I'm asking.
Seal. Get this Whitey pig. Bring him here. The fun will start now.
You're the boss.
I have planned much entertainment for you, Lightning. Once you laugh at me in front of my men. Now I laugh at you. One. All the men. All of them. I want them to laugh with me. You'll see, Lightning Jim, that Calabria know how to be the grand host. He will provide much fun for everybody. We will all laugh. And you will laugh, too. Oh, yes.
Well, it's quite a reunion for you, Whitey. Meet your pal.
Lightning, what did you do that for? Glad you come down here.
Reckon you and me been together too long to be separated now, Whitey. I just don't think know how to get along without you.
Lightning, I would have died before I got you into this.
Man alive, get your head up. Calabria here says he's going to give us something to laugh about. You and me always did like a good laugh now, didn't we?
No. That's right, Lightning.
Yeah.
Well, see, let's have the best laugh that we ever did have. Right now.
No, why not?
These
guys ain't human. They're more than human.
Stop it! Stop it! You dare laugh in my face, Americano beads. I'll make you laugh. Bring him along. Come.
This way.
Well, Whitey, here we go.
You're Lightning. I wish you hadn't come here. But I feel that's better to know that you are here. I ain't afraid of nothing.
What's this, Calabria? What are you planning on doing?
You'll see soon enough. Then you will see then who laughs. Yeah. You see this pit?
Yeah.
It used to be old well. Then it dry up. So I make it a place for my pet. See? I take this stone here. Now, listen.
Calabria, you got snakes down there.
See? I am named for the rattlesnake. I collect them for my pets. Now we put the Whitey gringo down there first, so Lightning Jim can see where he goes. Then we have other things for him to do.
Lightning, don't let me be afraid.
Calabria, you're insane, raving insane. Well, you couldn't think of this. Shoot us, but don't
think of this. That would be too quick. I want to laugh. Now, you want to say a prayer, Whitey pig?
You're not going to do this, Calabria. I won't stand for it.
What? You wouldn't dare to stop me.
I am an American, too. I ain't standing for no greaser feeding any other Americans to his pet snakes. Go on and draw.
I'll kill you.
You believe that? Calabria fell on his own snake?
Get inside here, quick. Calabria's men will be here any minute.
Dale, I knew that you was going to help. I knew that you was...
And you know more than I did. Things just got too much for me, that's all. I was in the scheme to get you down here, to get even with you. I didn't know when I got in with Calabria that he was as bad a snake as he turned out to be. But, well, I'm changing the rules.
What do you mean?
Here, take your guns, Lightning. I got mine. Whitey here can give the signal. We're shooting it out, you and me, the way I always wanted to do.
Steele, no, you can't do this.
So you really want to shoot it out with me, huh, Steele?
Yeah. I know you're good, all right, but... Well, I'd rather go out this way than at the end of a rope.
I see.
Whitey, you count to three and then... Then we'll both draw.
Lightning, you have to.
Yeah. Start counting, Whitey.
One, two, three.
Well... I missed. Go ahead and shoot. What are you waiting for?
Ain't no use in shooting now. You see, Steele Nixon is dead. He died back there along with Calabria.
Didn't you see him die, Whitey?
Sure. I saw him die. He's good and dead, all right.
What are you trying to say, Lightning?
I ain't got no authority on this side of the River Steel, none at all. I didn't come down here after you come after Whitey. Far as I'm concerned, so long as Steel Nixon don't bring himself to life back in the States, he's dead. Plumb dead.
What does that mean?
Must mean that Billy got to Guadalupe and San Burrito and help us here. Lots of it from the town,
so you're safe now.
Billy, what Billy are you talking about?
I got a lot of explaining to do later, Whitey, but right now...
Oh, you've won and I've lost again.
Whitey! You there?
Coming, Billy!
We'll go out, Steele. Get behind that box, quick. Right. Oh, it's grand. See, your Guadalupe's letting me come along. He's got them all rounded up. And I dashed down ahead to look for you and Whitey. You all right? Oh, I never felt better. Never worse.
Come on, Billy boy. Come on, you want to see
Steele.
Yeah?
I saw you aim the other way. You never meant to kill Lightning.
Don't you tell him.
I don't want him to think that I went soft.
No, I won't. Good luck, Steele.
And so ends another thrilling adventure of Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.
Lightning Jim, on Tuned to Yesterday, a syndicated broadcast from 1944, wrapping up this hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. It's been a pleasure.